And a young woman came into our office a year ago, January, who came from an African country where her family had been attacked and so on, and she had to flee. And so when she came to Canada alone, and she made a claim for refugee status here after she got here. Then she knew that she had a brother and sister who fled in different directions, and her husband also went in a different direction, and she didn't know about their fate at all. So I've been working with her for a year and a few months now, and through various different processes, working with the Red Cross and different government agencies, we have located her brother and sister. They're safe and well in another African country. And we're just starting to put together an application to sponsor them here. And we've also located her husband. He's in Holland. So he's making application to come here. So we'll be able to reunite her with some of her family where other members of her family were killed. So her parents and two siblings. So she herself now is in school. She's doing high school upgrading at the same time as she's working part-time and supporting herself. And, yeah, so it's been really rewarding to work alongside
Was she able to talk over the phone with this husband, her husband and her?
Yes, we connected with him by phone just before Christmas. And we actually called him from my place. It was so exciting, and yeah, that it really is a wow story.